GreatSuccess.com. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege to learn from you again today. And we ask that you bless everyone in Jesus' name. As we delve into your word, let everyone have his own word and be transformed indeed in the name of Jesus. Let no one return back the same way after watching or listening to this in Jesus' name. Amen. The topic remains the love patterns. I know some people may have been wondering what patterns could mean. We need to understand that patterns will be things that are confusing to some people. Some people understand it very perfectly. And it's what most spiritual ministries understand as patterns, negative patterns, generational curses, and things like that. But I'm going to give a caveat today. And the caveat is that this is not a deliverance program in any way. The goal of this is to actually show us how we can break free from negative patterns and set up positive patterns by reason of the wisdom of the Word of God. So that is the focus of this episode. So if someone needs some direct spiritual encounters for this, and that's not the goal of this today. Whereas, well, the power of God is present. It can break anything. It can do anything. But I just want us to know that the goal of this episode is the wisdom part of it. Because most times, how we actually find ourselves in all these negative things is not as a result of the direct work of the enemy, but as a result of the things we do that actually give room to the enemy to come in. And, you know, most times, we actually focus more on the spiritual things. This is the truth. We already have authority as children of God, and the enemy cannot come into our lives without our permission. And what we want to be looking at today is how we can actually give him permission to come to our lives, whether we know it or not. And the Holy Spirit also wouldn't do things in our lives without our permission. So how do we permit the Holy Spirit to do things in our lives? How do we permit the angels of God to do the work they are sent to do? How do we permit the law of God to work in our lives? So those are the things we want to focus on today. That is our focus in the law of patterns. And there's a way we can actually set up negative patterns that can go from generation to generation. And there's a way we can set up positive patterns that can go from generation to generation. And even without thinking about generational things, even right now, how can we set up patterns of success, patterns of breakthroughs? There are things that have been happening in our lives, but because we don't pay enough attention, we really don't know how to repeat those things. There's a way we can repeat good things, and there's a way we can repeat negative things. But if you have never studied them, if you have never found out how those things came to pass in the first place, how can we then repeat them? So those are the things we are looking at today. And I pray that the Spirit of God will also make us understand this and empower us to do the things that are required to make us work in the success that God has ordained for us. When I look at the pattern of my life, my family, my marriage, my business, and if you look at yours, if you really sit down and pay attention, you may see some patterns. Now God is saying, hey, this is the pattern of your life. When the child Samson was born, the parents were smart enough. What will be the rules of this guy? What will be the rules that will govern the life of this guy? And then the angel began to tell them, you must not cut his ear, you must not take strong wine. And you know, he began to give them rules upon rules on what will guide his life. And the moment Samson went away from these rules, we saw how his life also went down. So for us as Christians, there is no way you can actually know these things. Nobody can really tell you except you find it out by yourself. Except I find these things out by myself. Naturally or generally, positive patterns are set up or triggered by righteousness, while negative patterns are triggered by sin and compromise. While the enemy, the devil, and his agents may be able to do some negative things in people's lives, but for children of God, the way we permit these things to come will be through unrighteousness, through sin, through compromises here and there. So, like I said before, this is not meant to be a direct deliverance program, you know, by prophetic declarations. This is a deliverance by wisdom. And this is a deliverance into success by wisdom. This is a deliverance from failure by wisdom of the Word of God. Even as we go into this topic, you will notice that you will find patterns everywhere. In nature, animals, birds, trees, rivers, places, people, nations, in systems. Patterns are everywhere. They are repetitive. If you do certain things certain ways, you will see certain results certain ways. Some results can be repeated just by you understanding the rules that govern those things. So if I understand the rules that govern some things, some results can be automatically triggered. Patterns often also go on for a long time without being noticed, without us realizing that these are patterns. And the job today is for you and I to be able to recognize some patterns in certain areas of your life. So for example, one easy way or cheap way to say this is, if as a student you don't understand the pattern of how you actually have success, how you succeed in your exams, then the person may just be failing. Let me give myself as an example. I'm more of a person that does well if I read at night. I can read into the night till the morning. And if I'm very serious, I may not even feel sleepy, and I still do it today. I work late into the night, sleep doesn't even come, except I'm super tired. But normally most days, I can work from now till 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m. without sleeping at all, and I may not feel sleepy. But if I try to sleep a little, maybe till 10, and I tell myself I want to wake up, even till 10, I may just realize that I may sleep till the next morning. And I will sleep as if I slept late. So I've realized this pattern in my life, that this is how things work. This is my nature. And if I want to succeed easily, I should just leverage the pattern I've realized for my success. The same way, if, for example, someone who is falling into fornication or adultery over and over again, if you realize that the only time you fall into this kind of sin is when you do certain things, or when you are in certain places, or when you are with certain friends, and you notice that every time you are with friend A, you always fall into sin D, then what is the natural thing to do? Avoid friend A so that sin D will not happen. You can avoid those patterns by just separating yourself from those friends. This is not an issue of prayer. This is not an issue of any other thing. Just separate yourself from those friends. You will find it very easy to break free from those negative patterns. We're going to look at some examples of negative patterns in the Bible and see how these things move from generation to generation. We see some that are purely maybe the works of the devil, and some that are just by reason of character, by reason of activity, by reason of the things they did over and over again to trigger this kind of patterns in their lives. So negative ones now, for example, we saw famine in the life of Abraham, in the life of Isaac, in the life of Jacob. There was famine in their lives, and it was repeated over and over again. These were people of faith. These were people that struck the deal, the covenant deal directly with God, and then these negative patterns were still in their lives. Abraham found himself in Egypt at one point. Isaac was going to go to Egypt, and God told him, don't go. He listened. But Jacob, on the other hand, several years after, they still found themselves going to Egypt. So if I look at my family and I notice that there's a particular Egypt that always calls for attention in our family, so what should I do? I should avoid it. I should, like Isaac, listen to God and say, my father went to this Egypt, my great-grandfather went to this Egypt, how do I avoid going to this Egypt? Then this is a deal between me and God. I need to avoid that Egypt. Then I want to avoid the things that happen in that Egypt, the slavery in that Egypt. Then I should avoid going to Egypt in the first place. This is, you know, of course, I'm talking idiomatically. But what I'm saying here is, there are some famines, there are some lack and want, there are some negative experiences that we can avoid by just studying the pattern of things in our family. So, for example, if someone notices that his parents are prone to alcohol, that they suffered alcoholism, and, you know, you will notice that at some point in your life, even if you are born again, you may just want to start developing interest in alcohol. Let me just taste it. Let me see how it feels. you had no reason to drink, you may just see that you are just being drawn to it. So what are you supposed to do in this end? A smart Christian will wake up and say, okay, this is the same thing that happened to all the people before me. I want to avoid this. We've talked about the famine. We've talked about Egypt, right? Now let's look at lies, putting spouse in difficult situations. It happened to Abraham. It happened to Isaac. Abraham lied about his wife, even though you can say it was his sister. That's the wife that Isaac was, you know, his sister. But in this case, even though half sister or whatever it was in those days, she was still his wife. However, he lied. The same thing happened to Isaac. He also did the same thing. So now, Jacob, if Jacob were to avoid this, I'm talking, you know, in parables now. If, you know, you are Jacob now, if you want to avoid this situation, then you, number one, want to avoid going to where they went. Going to the wrong place. Because if you are in the wrong place, you will be tempted to do the wrong thing. You will meet the wrong people. Several wrong things will happen that will make you want to do the wrong thing. So the secret lies in you first avoiding the first thing, the first wrong step, the wrong thing. So if I don't want to make the things that happen in Egypt happen to me, then I should never go to Egypt. I'm not talking about the physical Egypt, of course. I'm talking about the spiritual one. Like talking about the symbol of what Egypt represents. The place of slavery. The place of compromise. So let's also look at the life of another set of people, descendants of Abraham, of course. Now, Levi was known to be a man full of anger. I believe Levi and maybe one other brother of his were the ones that avenged their sister. And probably, I think they killed a whole city just because of their sister. And their father caused them. Now, later on, several years after that, we saw that in the life of Moses. That the reason Moses did not enter the promised land was because of anger. Was because of the same thing that affected his parents. Remember, God described this Moses as the most gentle person on earth. However, one way or the other, anger found a way to find expression in his life again. And he missed his promised land. Just because of what had happened to his forefathers. So for you and I also, we want to be sensitive enough to know the things that brought our forefathers down, the things that brought our mentors down, the challenge that these people go through. The reason God is showing you those things is not for you to make a mockery of them or for you to say, oh, yes, that's where it's failing. No, it's for you to say, I don't want this thing to happen in my own life. Now, let's look at failure as parents. Eli and Samuel. Remember, Eli is the mentor of Samuel. Eli taught Samuel how to hear God. And guess what happened to both of them? Eli's children grew up to pervert justice. They grew up to do the things that God does not want. The same thing happened to Samuel. Samuel's sons were also appointed as, I think, let's say mini judges over Israel. And they were also perverting justice. Eli was indirectly the father of Samuel, not biological, but, you know, spiritually now, the father of Samuel. And see what happened in his life, in his children's life also. I mean, for Samuel, Samuel saw it. Samuel was the one that prophesied it to Eli, that these are the things that God will do. And he saw how Eli was destroyed by God. But guess what? His own children repeated the same thing. So, these are patterns. These are negative patterns. Today, we are going to be dwelling more on the negative patterns. And then, subsequently, we look at the other ones. So, we can see how this thing just happened. I mean, Samuel witnessed it. And guess what? The same thing happened in the life of his own children. He had mercy. He was not destroyed alongside his own children. He had some kind of mercy. But what this is telling us is that we can see patterns. If you are able to see negative patterns somewhere, it's not time for you to start making jest of that person or taking advantage and destroying them, so to say, as we do these days. You know, some people, some upcoming Christians or believers or pastors or prophets, we see some older generation and they will begin to talk about the things they are doing wrong. They don't know that they are also setting themselves up for that same kind of evil. The Bible says, if any brother falls, that those of us who are spiritual should make sure we watch ourselves so that we don't fall into the same thing. In fact, we should find a way to raise those people up. And the Bible also says that watch so that you won't fall into the same kind of disobedience. Paraphrasing now. That we should watch so that we don't fall into the same kind of disobedience. So negative patterns are very easy to come into our lives. But I pray that even as we listen to this and as we begin to pay attention to different areas of our lives, that all negative patterns, God will reveal them to us and will give us the power to overcome them in Jesus' name. So we can also see that this is the question of how the negative patterns creep in. Because for Samuel, for example, he saw all these things happen. How did his children also still have the same kind of challenge? How did his children end up being negative children? I mean, children who wouldn't listen to God, who would power justice, even when he witnessed it in the life of Eli. Well, there are two ways through which negative patterns creep in. Number one is, it can come in with force like an armed robber. So for example, armed robbers, they will come with their guns, right? With their weapons, and then force you to do the things you don't want to do. But this only exists for unbelievers. This kind of negative patterns will only happen in the life of unbelievers because they don't have power over the enemy. They are under the sway of the enemy. They are under the influence of the enemy. So they really can't say no when the power comes, when the enemy comes. But for a child of God, negative patterns creeping through cracks like a snake, they creep in through cracks. So, which means we are the ones who will open the door for them to enter. If thieves want to break into your house, either they break the window, that means they are using force, right? They break the window or the door to come in. But for some, I've heard several things, negative things, may it never happen to us, where people who are driving to their garages, some thieves will just hide, wait for those people to come. Once the garage opens, and in the Western world, many of them use automatic doors in their garage. So the door opens, they drive in, and then the thieves also creep in silently and stay quietly in the garage. Once these people are sleeping, that thief will just come out of hiding, enter into the car, and drive the car away. That is how exactly how some of these negative patterns enter into the lives of believers. It's not because they are not prayerful, so to say. It's just because they are not watchful. It's because we are not watchful. It's because we focus so much on the enemy that is coming in with a force, and we forget to close all the cracks. These cracks could come in form of unforgiveness, in form of compromises. Someone cheating on his wife, or wife cheating on his husband, or people lying. As simple as lies are, people lying, compromises of all kinds, cheating other people. And the enemy has been waiting. And then once you set up that thing, it can come in. Because now it has a reason to stay. It has the authority to come in because you have given him the privilege. And if you check, most of the people that these negative patterns happen to before you also have this same kind of sin. So for example, if there is lust in a family, L-U-S-T, and through this lust, they began to have several wives, several husbands, and things like that. Even if you're a believer, at some point in your life, this thing may come to attack you. And if you open the door, the enemy will leverage that. If you are not sensitive and you are not careful, you will also fall into the same kind of thing. May that not be our experience in Jesus' name. So we may be the victim of failure if you don't know the pattern of failure that has existed in our family. So now, this is not a campaign for us to now begin to study negative patterns, but it's just for us to be sensitive as children of God. Jesus said, be watchful and be prayerful. Even as we are being prayerful, we are sensitive. Some of these things will come, but if you are sensitive to the Holy Spirit, He will reveal them to us. And once you know it, you rebuke it through the name of Jesus and you overcome. And remember, it's always easy to uproot a tree if that tree is still a weed. Any child can uproot a weed from the ground. But when that weed becomes a tree, then it's difficult to uproot. Then you may need people who are very skilled with their sword or axe to come and cut the tree down. But most of these things come in when they are like seed. In fact, it will come in like a seed, waiting for it to germinate in your heart. And when it's a seed, you need to water it. Those are when thoughts are coming, and that's when you need to rebuke it. God said about Cain, He said, when these thoughts are coming to your heart, you should have taken charge. You should have overcome it. But now it has taken over you. May that not be experience. May that not be my experience in the name of Jesus. Next week, we'll be talking more about the positive patterns and how we can stir up a string of positive patterns in our family, in our generations, right now and the ones to come. Now, just for us to be stirred up, imagine Samson. Samson naturally, you know, there was a negative pattern in his life, negative pattern of compromise. Now, this was not the fault of his parents. His parents brought him up in the right way. They followed the word of God diligently. They made sure his ear, that no razor touched his ear. But guess what? When Samson woke up, or let me say when he grew up, woke generation, right? When he woke up, so to say, he began to do things the other way. His heart was just going towards the negative part. His heart was just like something was pushing him. Do the wrong thing. Marry the wrong people. Go to the... why would you go and marry your enemy, for God's sake? You know, these are your sworn enemies. And then those who are the ones your heart was turning towards. But let's not just look at Samson. Let's look at our own lives. What are those negative things that your heart has been turning towards? If you look at it, it may just be things that have happened in your own family before you were born. And the enemy is just trying to make sure you feed those seeds of compromise and sin. And what should I do? What should you do? We must resist the enemy. That's what the Bible says. Resist the enemy and he will flee from you. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. So we must resist him. We must say, no, I will not permit you in my life. When those things are small, you can overcome them. And if you feel it's getting strong, talk about it. Speak out. So for example, if you're a child of God, and you notice that for some reason, lust, that's L-U-S-T, just began to fill your heart, you may be like, you know what, I need to talk about this. I remember there's one man of God, I think Apostle Oropo, so Michael Oropo. He said there was a time the spirit of lust just came upon him. And he was just desiring to go and be sleeping around. I was like, what is all this? He said he was getting stronger and stronger. It was the enemy attacking his mind. But you know, he didn't keep quiet. He said he was going to his mentor, telling him that this is what is happening to me. Please help me. So for you and I, if you think something is getting stronger and stronger in your heart, it could even be the thought of suicide. For some people, it's just the thought of suicide. And you don't know where it's coming from. Don't just keep quiet. It's time to speak out. It's time to get help from people who are spiritual, who can see these things and say, no, this is a negative pattern coming. For some people, it's not the suicide of being dead, you know, naturally. It's the suicide of killing all your dreams, all the things you plan to do. You plan to start a business, then there was just a suicidal mission that killed it. You started the first business, it died. Second one, it died. Third one, it died. Compromise. You just feel like, you know what, let me do something else. No staying power to be able to stay to the end to see the success of that thing. Negative patterns. If you check, it may just be a negative pattern that has been around that person's family or friends. It's not only family now. You know, most time when we talk about these things, we talk about generational, maybe our direct family. It could just be a culture. You may find yourself in a new place and then the culture in that place, there's a negative pattern in that place. Before you know it, it may creep into your own life if you are not sensitive, if I am not sensitive. So, for example, if you're in a place where everybody just don't want to go to church, if you don't know, if you are not sensitive, you just be wondering, why am I feeling like not going to church anymore? It may just be the negative pattern of that environment, trying to find expression in your life, and you must wake up as a child of God. And that's why the recommendation is still watch and pray. If we are prayerful and we are watchful, then most of these things are going to be taken care of. Most of those things are going to be taken care of. Now, while most times we spiritualize all these things, they are spiritual, of course, but you know, we tend to go towards the spiritual side too much. But imagine what will happen if you just pray 30 minutes every day, consistently, the same time every day for 1 month. What do you think will happen to your spiritual life? Like, you are able to pray consistently for 30 minutes. I'm not saying 1 hour. 30 minutes every day, the same time, speaking to God without distraction. 30 minutes every day continuously. I'm sure that without praying, without fasting, most of us here know that our spiritual lives will grow. That is telling us the power of patterns. We become more sensitive, which means you don't even need to pray about this. We all know that if you do some things consistently, you will get certain answers consistently, which means that most patterns in our lives are as a result of some wrong things we are doing consistently or some right things we are not doing consistently. Let me say that again. It could be as a result of some wrong things we are doing consistently or some right things that we are not doing consistently. So if I want to overcome those patterns, of course you want to pray first. You want God to empower you spiritually. But then you and I must know that I must avoid those negative things consistently. I must avoid them. And I pray that in the name of Jesus, that God will empower all of us to be able to avoid all the negative experiences in Jesus' name. So now, bringing it down, if I see that I was failing a particular exam over and over again, I may want to check, what is the pattern here? The first time, I only read a particular textbook. The second time, I'm reading that textbook again, and I'm still failing. I think for anybody who is wise as a child of God, you want to also check and say, maybe I need to read some more textbooks. Because it may not just be spiritual, it may just be the pattern of what you've been doing consistently. Maybe I should read more textbooks. The same thing in life also. If what I've been doing in my business is doing it the same way, and it's not been working, I may want to read another textbook, in quotes. I may want to look at some other options. So maybe I need to learn from someone else. If I've been learning from one person, maybe I need to learn from someone else. In addition, sometimes you may be learning something from one person and you don't even understand it, and you think you understand it. I remember one of our pastors then, you know, he said, when he was listening to Bishop Oyedepo, he said he knew that this man was seeing wonderful things. Even if he didn't know, he could see testimonies. But he said he wasn't understanding what he was saying. So he would take time, he would go and listen to Bishop David Abioye. He said every time Bishop Abioye preaches, he will now understand what Bishop Oyedepo preaches. So maybe that's what some of us need to do. If you don't understand something or you have not been getting results, maybe you need to just switch approach and combine something else with that approach. Maybe you now understand the first thing you were doing wrong in the first place. So you may just not be able to comprehend the level at which that person is talking, or the level at which you are trying to apply a principle you think you know. Maybe you don't really know it fully. Maybe you need to understand it with someone else. So if you want to avoid those patterns, I must know that there are some things I'm doing that I must change. Apart from the prayer side, apart from the spiritual side, like I said, this is not an attempt to focus on the spiritual deliverance side of things, but talking about the wisdom side of things, that's the focus of this teaching. So I must know that I need to do something different if I want to see different results. For example, as we're going to be looking at this deeply next week, for example, as a single person, I can see in the Bible that you can find your husband just by hospitality. And I can tell you examples. Abigail in the Bible, see what he did. And, you know, he did something to, I think, to save his husband. And he saved his husband. Eventually became the wife of David. See the wife of Isaac, Rebecca. She was just being nice. And she got a husband. Now, let's look at fruitfulness, for example. If somebody has been trusting God for the fruit of the womb, see Abraham. Abraham was just nice to some angels. He didn't even know they were angels. He just saw that these people are special. Let me be hospitable to them. And guess what? They proclaimed this. What he has been waiting for about 25 years. He fed those angels, and those angels proclaimed, and his children came. So we can see some patterns in the Bible also. So if, for example, I'm waiting for the fruit of the womb, what do I have to do? I should just be hospitable to people. It can be repeated. That is what it is saying. This pattern can be repeated in my life if I just see it in the Bible. And that's one of the things I'm going to, you know, end with today. I've done it over and over again, so I know it works. You can see something in the Bible as a pattern and repeat it in your own life. And if you see some negative things in the Bible and we are not careful how the first person became a victim of those negative experiences, we can also see that negative experience in our lives, God forbid. For example, I've repeated this over and over again. I was looking for a house. Then I checked, is there anywhere in the Bible where I could see how to look for a house? And I saw that Jesus needed a house at a time to use for the Last Supper. And I followed the same thing, and I saw the same result, exactly how I saw it in the Bible. That was the pattern repeated. About marrying too, I saw it then that Isaac was able to marry without stress. And I followed it too, and I saw the same thing. Marriage without stress. I was able to get my wedding done without stress. No borrowing, nothing, and God just supplied. So I know that this thing works. There is a law of patterns that can be repeated. If you can know what that person did, you can repeat it. And that's why in church we hear that. I hear the testimony of somebody, I keyed into it, I did what they did, and I got the same answer, because those are patterns. Do you know why this is possible? Because it is the same God, the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if you did it for one person, I know God can change his methods. Please, let's not miss that out. But if you can find it in the Bible, you can find it through testimonies, trust me, you can also repeat it. It depends on our level of faith. But today, remember, the caution is about not falling into the negative experiences. And I pray that as we begin to use this topic, has begun to follow it, that every negative experience in our lives will end in the name of Jesus. And by reason of this teaching, we will begin to set up new levels of positive experiences, positive patterns in Jesus' name. Amen. That will be the end of the episode today. Let's just know that our task, our assignment is to look at different areas of our lives. If I've been seeing negative things in a particular way, I want to say, what have I been doing? What are the things I've been repeating over and over again that has been bringing the same results? Because, you know, God is not a respecter of persons. That's one thing we should know for sure. God is not a respecter of persons. And if there's something positive, you know, you did something before and it brought results, you want to also study that and say, how did I get there? So that you can repeat it in certain areas of life also. So that's it today. Praise God. I believe we have also been blessed. And thank you for joining. God bless you also in Jesus' name. And as we continue this topic next week, remember we have only heard the negative side of things and nobody's interested in the negative. It's just for us to caution ourselves. But the one we really want to focus on is the positive side of things. How do we trigger positive patterns? Not only in the area of sin or causes, but how do we trigger positive patterns? That you can say, this is what I did, I can repeat it. That you can trigger patterns that become a formula that you can follow and even teach others to follow. So those are the things we'll be doing next week. And see you next week in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, I pray that even as we go this week, that you will open the eyes of every one of us to discover and to find out all the negative patterns that we need to break in the name of Jesus. All the negative patterns that have crept into our lives, they will be broken by the blood of Jesus. And Lord, open our eyes to see the positive patterns so that by the time we come next week, we'll just come and share testimonies in Jesus' name. Praise God. And see you all next week and be ever blessed in Jesus' name.
The good success has come.